Blog Talk Radio.
You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith, a pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Positively Affirmative. This is the show where we affirm you, our listening audience, with education, information, and resources in the areas of self-care, career development, business building, and wealth consciousness, challenges, and solutions. I am your host, Katrina Jones, Prosperity Life Coach of Satari Life Skills Institute, along with your co-host, Monica Renee, of Topics and Issues. And today, I'm not sure where Monica is at. I spoke with her a few minutes ago, so hopefully she'll be on shortly. I'm not sure what's going on. But today, I'd like to talk about what is life coaching. And I thought that this would be a very appropriate topic to speak about because a couple of weeks ago in London, England, the International Coach Federation, which is one of the governing bodies of coaches around the world, had their International Coaching Conference in London. There were 56 countries represented. There were 56 countries represented, and, you know, coaches from all around the world gathered together to for the purposes of sharpening the saw, or another way to say it is for the purposes of tuning in, fine-tuning our skills and getting together to find out what is the leading edge research, what is the leading edge best practices as it relates to the different varieties, the different types of coaching that exist. And there's many different types of coaching. There's life coaching, there's business coaching, there is family coaching, there is a career coaching, executive coaching, but I am a prosperity life coach, and so today we are going to talk about, you know, what is life coaching. Another reason that I thought this would be a really great topic for today is because I ask people from time to time, you know, have you ever heard of coaching? What is a life coach? And I get a lot of different answers. But in general, I think a lot of people really don't know what coaching is. And this is an opportunity to kind of clarify, you know, what is life coaching, and what are some of the benefits of receiving coaching. So one of the first questions that I want to talk about is, let me see, give me one second. One of the first questions that I want us to kind of talk about is, what is a life coach? And I'm going to pose a few questions to you. The first question I'm going to ask is, have you ever had a time in your life when you were faced with a decision? Deep inside your gut, you knew you had the answer, but you wished you had a safe space to explore possibilities. So that's the first question. Second question I want to ask you is, have you ever needed support getting through a divorce, getting through a job you didn't like? Have you ever needed support with, you know, when you were feeling overwhelmed and stressed? feeling timid and wanting to develop more confidence, feeling lonely.
Katrina?
Hey, Monica.
Katrina.
Yeah, hey, Monica.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey.
But I don't know.
I've been on since. I'm on here now.
Okay, and I'm hoping that the audience can hear you. Okay, well, that's great, Monica. All right, so we're talking about the first question, you know, what is a life coach? And I posed the first question, and the second question is, have you ever needed support getting through a divorce, getting through a job you don't like, feeling overwhelmed and stressed? Have you ever felt timid and wanted to develop more confidence? Have you ever felt lonely? You know, you find yourself constantly wanting to be a people pleaser? Or do you, you know, have you ever wanted some, you know, some support around setting goals? So that's the second question that I want to pose. And the third question is, have you ever said to yourself, I'm so stupid. Why can I never get these things right? Or I never win at anything. Or, you know, good things always happen to others, but they never, good things never happen for me. Are you there, Monica?
I'm here, Katrina.
Oh, good, good. Okay, great. You know, those type of, when we ask ourselves those type of questions, those are called self-defeating beliefs. And these beliefs, they often keep us stuck and unable to really fully develop the life that we want and the life that we deserve. So, you know, the question is, what is a life coach? And a life coach is what I like to call a possibility partner, you know, someone who I can partner with who can help me to see beyond, you know, what I thought was possible. A possibility partner, somebody who can help me to feel safe with voicing my goals and my dreams and my desires, and somebody who's willing and able to walk with me through my journey as I take the steps that are necessary to begin to reach those dreams and goals. So a life coach is someone that will help you recognize and eliminate self-defeating beliefs about yourself and about your situation. You know, a coach gives you the tools that you need to replace self-defeating beliefs and to replace those self-defeating beliefs with affirming thoughts that lead to forward action.
Okay.
So that is what a life coach is. That is what a life coach is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Katrina. Well, can you explain what coaching is?
Absolutely. So, Monica, based on the definition that is offered from the International Coaching Federation, which is, again, one of the largest governing bodies, a governing organization that kind of ensures that there are a set of ethics, a code of ethics, and ensures that there are some rules and some structure set in place so that coaches are consistently meeting the competencies that they need in order to, you know, be competent coaches. Their definition of coaching is it's a partnership. Coaching is a partnership between the coach and the client. It's a thought-provoking and creative process, and it inspires the client to maximize their personal and professional potential.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Katrina, let me ask you this. This is just one of my personal questions.
Mm-hmm.
How can you determine if you need coaching?
Well, you know, that is a good question, Monica. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, one of the things that I do is I like to pose questions to individuals who may have that question. And what I say is, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being, you know, certain areas of my life need improvement, and 10 being, you know, I am just where I want to be in this area, you know, rate yourself. Okay. And so the areas that I like to ask people to rate theirself is health on a scale of 1 to 10. You know, how do you feel your health is? Does it need improvement? And where on the scale are you? Or are you just right where you want to be? In the area of your career, money. Okay. And, you know, we've talked about finances, and we're doing a series on finances. So, and, you know, in the areas of finances and money, are you where you want to be? And where are you on that scale? Your family life. You know, how are you in the area of peace, having the peace that you want to have in your life? Is your life filled with chaos and confusion, or, you know, are you where you want to be as far as, you know, feeling mellow and calm the majority of the time? Fun. Are you having fun? Are you having fun? You know, and that's one area as adults. You know, children, I love children because they know how to have fun. They will get, you know, they know how to play with themselves. They'll grab a doll, a book, you know, and they'll just start using their imagination and make believe.
Right, as they're fascinated by things a lot more than we are as
absolutely.
Adults.
As adults, we kind of lose that, you know, we lose that magic. We lose that ability to have fun. And so, you know, so that's a major area in life that I ask people to, you know, kind of rate themselves. Relationships, you know, the quality of your relationships, do you have that quality that you're looking for in your life? Fulfillment, you know, how fulfilled are you with where you are in your life? And then spirituality. You know, where are you as far as your, you know, your spiritual walk is concerned? So, you know, those are the questions that I pose to people who, you know, have the question, you know, is coaching right for me at this time? And one of the questions, another question that I like to ask is, you know, what is one thing that you would like to achieve in the next 6 months, and what would make the biggest difference in your life? You know, so as a coach, you know, beginning to get people to ask themselves, you know, the necessary questions that need to be posed, you know, when it comes to what steps do I need to take in order to be, you know, where it is that I want to be.
Okay.
So did that make sense, Monica?
Yeah, it made a lot of sense.
Okay.
It made a lot of sense for, you know, coming from an aspect to where I'm not familiar with it. Now I understand it a lot better.
Okay. And, you know, when you talk about not being familiar with coaching, you know, a lot of people, they don't know what coaching is, but they think that coaching is things that it is not. So, you know, I want to say that coaching is not, it's not therapy, it's not counseling, and it's not psychology. You know, therapists, they usually deal with people's feelings and experiences as it relates to the past, where coaching is more focused on the present, on the here and now. And with coaching, you know, as coaches, what we do is we help people to create opportunities for goal setting and for moving forward. You know, we're all about forward movement. You know, therapists, they typically work with people who display dysfunctional behaviors. and they help people to create more functional experiences. And then therapists also typically work with people who need to become emotionally healthy. Whereas as a coach, we work with people who are already emotionally healthy. And we help give people the tools that they need in order to make their best better. Coaching.
Okay.
Mhm. Mhm. Coaching, it does not focus on past experiences, but you know, we focus on setting goals that help you to move forward, to you know, have forward action. So coaching is all about action. You know, it's an action oriented process. Mhm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, coaching is not.
I remember when I first met you, mm-hmm. Katrina, and I was telling you about all of the dreams and aspirations that I had, and you mm-hmm. actually told me about something to writing down my goals and like coming up with a game plan and stuff. So, you know, pretty much getting things organized and working towards what I really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. And you know, with you and I, Monica, as time goes on, you know, I can see you becoming more clear.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least it appears that from the things that we talk about, I just see little action steps that you're taking and that take you from point A to point B to point C. So do you feel yourself moving
right.
forward at all?
I do. And I hold myself accountable for a lot of things now
mm-hmm.
that I used to kind of make excuses about.
Okay.
So, I do. I see a change.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And that's what coaching is all about, change and forward movement. So also I want to say, Monica, that coaching is not consultation. It's not consulting. Now, a consultant is usually an expert that somebody hires to give advice, to make recommendations, and to solve problems. Now, a coach with a coaching relationship, the coach works with the client. The coach works with the client to evaluate the situation, to help create an action plan, and then we work with the client as a partner to help the client reach the goal. So with coaching, it's all about the client. And the client, you are the expert of your life. I am not the expert in the best way for you to live your life. You are.
Right.
And so as a coach, I don't have the answers, but I do ask a lot of powerful questions that allow you to find your own answers and to help you to clarify your answers and to help you to clarify your values.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also I want to say that coaching is not mentoring. A mentor is someone that's usually older than you, and they are filled with experience and information and knowledge. And, the person who's looking for a mentor, you know, goes to that experienced, wise one to seek guidance and advice. And remember that with coaching, we believe that as a client, you are the best expert in your life. And so we just ask, we ask the powerful questions, and we give you the tools that you need in order to develop clarity and the confidence to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that, Katrina.
Yeah. So.
Okay, Katrina, I have another question though.
Mm-hmm.
Coming, from a perspective of, you know, no one who ever has had coaching. What if someone actually starts coaching, and they kind of question, is coaching the right thing for me? Can you give me some advice on that?
Is coaching the right thing for me? So are you asking, like, if a client, is this somebody who has begun the coaching process or someone who's kind of exploring?
Someone who is actually exploring.
Okay.
And they're just not sure.
You know, for someone who is exploring and not sure, you know, I would ask them, in the areas of their life that, again, are not where they want them to be on that scale of 1 to 10, you know, if they've got areas in their life that may be a 6 or below, you know, and maybe even a 7 or below, you know, I would ask them, you know, is what you're doing working? You know, or if you didn't have, or, you know, I may ask a question like, you know, if a person is experiencing problems with their health, let's say, and, you know, not sure if coaching is quite the avenue that they want to take, you know, I may ask a question. I may ask them, you know, if your health, you know, if the problems that you're having now were not a barrier, what are some things that you'd be doing with your life right now? You know, and then I may ask, is there a step that you can take right now? Is there one thing that you can do right now with what we've talked about to kind of move forward in that area? And, you know, just basically get feedback to find out if what they're doing right now, is it working for you? You know, is it working for you? And if the answer is no, you know, I'm gonna you know, put the suggestion out to you know, why don't you try a trial session? You know, give coaching a trial session.
So how long should you actually give yourself when you say a trial session?
Well, when I say a trial session, because a lot of people don't understand what coaching is or what the process looks like. Like, as for me as a coach, I offer a 45-minute free coaching session. And in offering that coaching session, it allows the client to understand the process that I use. It allows them to kind of get a feel of what this process is going to look like, what it's going to feel like. And, you know, at the end of the session, you know, I will offer them an opportunity to take an action.
Okay.
You know, to take an action on something that they've suggested that they can do, you know, to move forward. And, you know, and ask them if they would be willing to give it a try. But as far as the coaching, you know, process is concerned, a lot of times when you are taking a habit that is not a healthy habit, it takes there are statistics that say it takes 90 days to turn an unhealthy habit into a healthy habit, and that's repeating that's eliminating the unhealthy habit and replacing it with something healthy and doing that healthy thing, you know, over and over again on a regular basis. It takes about 90 days. So it's been my experience that usually after about 3 months or 90 days of coaching, and for me, every coach is different, and for me, I usually coach once a week, you know, for 60-minute sessions. My clients usually began to see some changes in their life, again, after about 90 days. They can actually feel changes and see changes. But coaching, you know, coaching can last up to 24 months. You know, all depending on the person. Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
So you said it depends on the person?
it depends on the person. It depends on what the challenge is that they're working on. You know, because if you're talking about a health issue, somebody may be dealing with a chronic health issue like diabetes or, you know, asthma or, you know, something that's going to require some lifestyle changes. And a lot of times when we have habits that are not healthy habits, you know, we don't change overnight. It's a process.
Yes.
You know,
I call it a lifestyle change.
Lifestyle change. And so, you know, coaching is a partnership that, you know, where the coach becomes an accountability partner and helps that person go through those go through that journey, being non-judgmental and providing supports and tools to help that person along the way. So, yeah, it can take anywhere from 90 days to, you know, to 24 months. You know, typically, and that's all dependent on, you know, what the challenges are, you know, that the individual is working on.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, because sometimes a person may come for coaching for one set of goals, and through coaching, you know, they may come to find out that, you know, well, this is what I thought I wanted to work on, but in actuality, you know, it's something different. The picture is much bigger than, you know, than what I anticipated. You know, when people begin to explore coaching, it just begins to open up a whole new world of possibilities that you know, that a lot of times people have never been felt the freedom to explore. You know, as it relates to moving forward in their life around their career, around money, you know, around relationships, you know, those are some tough issues. You know,
yeah,
those can be some.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so coaching, you know, coaching provides an opportunity to, you know, to find out, you know, to determine what the challenge is, come up with some, potential solutions, and then walk away with some action steps to take to begin to work on it, you know, little by little, little by little.
I'm sorry, Katrina.
It's okay.
I have a question.
Sure.
What question can I add to determine if the life if I find a life coach, what question can I ask them to figure out, you know, if I'm interested or if they're even competent to, you know, be my life coach?
That's a really good question, Monica. And I would say for people who are seeking a life coach, you know, some questions to ask are: did you graduate from an International Coach Federation accredited program? You know, because if a program is accredited by International Coach Federation, then it means that that school is going to ensure that that person has the coaching competencies that are necessary in order to go out here you know, and market themselves as a coach. So, you know, have you graduated from an ICF accredited program? Do you belong to any professional coaching associations? And if so, which ones? Do you hold any certifications? What is your area of expertise? Do you have any testimonials from satisfied customers? And I think one of the most important questions is, do you offer a trial session? Because it's during that trial session that you'll begin to see whether you're a good match with this person, whether you, you know, it feels like a good fit, you know, and whether you, you know, really feel like this person can, you know, meet your needs. So does that make sense, Monica?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, Katrina.
Okay.
And those are questions that, you know, our listeners should keep in mind if they're interested.
Absolutely. absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that for many people, when they talk about what they want for their life, the reality of what they're currently living is often totally different. So coaching can help you to clarify your life. Coaching can help you to develop strategies and action steps to make your life the life that you really want to live. Okay? And so, you know, I want to leave the audience with an action step, and it is that, you know, if you want to know more about life coaching, you know, you can visit my website, which is prosperitylifecoach.com, and also explore the website of the International Coach Federation .org, you know, to find out more. Absolutely. So, Monica, let me see. Is there anything else that I wanted to say about coaching? Just want to say that the International Coaching Federation did a study. They had an independent a group to do a study. And out of this study, the top motivations for people seeking life coaching was they wanted to develop their interpersonal skills. They wanted to enhance their work performance. They wanted to develop self-esteem and self-confidence, wanted to improve relationships, wanted to develop a work-life balance, and wanted to develop better communication skills. So, you know, I want to say that, you know, coaching, it does work, and there are, you know, studies and people out here who are just living proof that, you know, coaching can change lives. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, Monica, let's begin to bring the show to an end. And we want to thank you, our listening audience, for tuning in to another edition of Positively Affirmative. And we want to say that if you like our show, please spread the good news. And if you have any show topics that you'd like for us to speak about, you can email us at kjonesprosperitylifecoach.com. Please join us next week for another edition of Positively Affirmative, Sunday at 6:30 p.m. I am your host, Katrina Jones, Prosperity Life Coach of Satari Life Skills Institute, along with your co-host, Monica Renee, of Topics and Issues. And we're wishing you a great week.
Have a great week, everybody.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.